Each night when you dream, the voice of a woman calls out to you. She sounds intimate and warm, and she says your name like a lover would. Then one night, when the moon is full and red, you see her in your dream. You know it's her before she speaks. You pull back and recognize the place where she stands, a lakefront near the forest. When you blink, she's gone, and the ground leaves your feet. You feel yourself falling, falling. You wake before the impact, your heart hammering in your chest. So you dress and begin your journey. It's not far, and something within you compels you to do so. When you see her, your feet stop. She's there, in the flesh, real and tangible. Only her silhouette is bracketed by a pair of enormous, demonic wings. She speaks, and the forest grows quiet. Hello, my dreamer. Come closer, won't you? I've longed to look upon you in the flesh. Is that a no? You seem frozen in place. Why are you so hesitant? Very well. I guess I'm coming to you. Such a brave human. You don't run when you're approached by the unknown. In fact, you'll make the unknown come to you. I knew you were better than the rest of them. I'm not unknown to you. Very good. I love it when the truth is spoken with conviction. It's so easy to get in your own way by ignoring the truth. To question the reality we see in our dreams. And you do know me. You've known me for weeks, my sweet dreamer. And now we're finally here, face to face. It's perfect. Would you like to see what I've been dreaming of? Give me your hand, sweet dreamer. I'm only asking to hold your hand. It's such an innocent act. It's okay. See how well we fit together? Ooh. That's much better. Now you look like a proper prize, all tied up with my magic. Yes, you were right to hesitate. Don't worry, my chains look so good on you. Oh, you must have many questions. Our night is just beginning, so I'll let you ask them. But why don't we make a game of it? That's much more fun. Right? Humans adore playing games. I think it's one of the best things about you all. How you play. In fact, that's my first question. What best defines the nature of an individual? How they work or how they play? Your philosophers have much to say on the subject. What do you think defines someone? You're not a philosopher. Nonsense. We all are. You have an answer to the question, don't you? Congratulations, you're qualified. I want to know, otherwise I wouldn't ask. Besides, it's not like you're going anywhere, right? Oh? An interesting answer. I think I like it. I always think play is more important than work. What? It's your turn for a question now. No, it's not. That was just my warm-up. I just had to know if you would be any fun to play with. Oh, you're so resolute. I didn't know humans got pushy when they were chained up, but okay. Ask your question, but speak with conviction. Who am I? Oh, that's complicated. I'm a demon. Your dream girl. Should I walk you backwards in your chains? Wait until your back hits a tree and then bracket you with my wings? It would be the darkest hug you've ever gotten. You'd rather I give you my name? Oh, I can't do that. Not yet, my sweet dreamer. You would have far too much power over me then. I dare say you have enough already. I've watched you for so long. Consider me an interested party. And that's all you get for now. Your question was too vague. You'll have to do better next time, sweet dreamer. It's my turn now. Shh. Don't pout. You're so adorable. The moon is still high in the sky. You'll get another turn in our game. Humans have an expression I really like. The devil is in the details. Am I saying that right? What? No! Asking if I was saying it right was rhetorical. It doesn't count. I was just explaining. Shush. You are far too clever. I was saying a good question has details in it. Allow me to give you an example. Yes, this will count as my turn. You have my word. Do you think your relationship with solitude is a reflection of your relationship with yourself? Yes. After all, time spent alone is just time spent in your own company. Don't you think? Or am I wrong? That's not really a question about you. Let me simplify. Do you like spending time with yourself, my dreamer? I really enjoy your company while we dream together. The way you call for me in your sleep is so endearing. Oh yes, of course. Why would I lie? You make the most incredible expressions in your sleep. Oh, I need to put my money where my mouth is and give you details. Very well. I like your audacity. I love seeing your face when you sleep. All the tension is gone from it, and it is remarkable. Here, let me show you. Feel my fingertips on your cheek. You have so many tiny muscles that you can pull into expressions. Let the muscles melt away. Release the tension in your eyebrows. Unclench your jaw. Let the feeling melt down your neck. Good. See? We're just old friends in the forest, playing a game. Don't be nervous. It's your turn now. Are you sure? You're the one in chains after all. Maybe we're done. I just want to nuzzle your neck. What? What do I want? Oh, sweet dreamer, you already know what I want. I want you. Why else would I haunt your sleep? I've called to you in the night, led you here, tied you up with my magic, because I want you. Sweet human, it's my turn again. Don't be mad. Demons love following the rules when it works out in our favor. Here is my question, and I think it will be the last. You're getting closer to the truth with each turn of our game. Are you jealous of the Empress who rules from afar? Is it a strange question? She has much to be jealous of. A palace carved into a mountain, a garden filled with moss and rare flowers, beautiful clothes, a crown, and power. Do you crave such things? A contemplative answer. I like it. And I'm feeling charitable. Since I have you all tied up, you may ask your last question of our game. Ah, There it is. Why? Why is my favorite word? It can be childish, accusatory, insightful, and it must always be asked. Why does a demon stalk your dreams? Why does she find you at the shore of a lake and touch your cheek? Why does she speak to you like you're her lover? Close your eyes and I will show you why, my sweet dreamer. A portal leading to my realm. I've come to take you home. Naturally, you couldn't hear me in your dreams if you weren't at least a little demonic. It's so rare. I loved your answers, and I have seen your mind in your dreams. You have the potential for great power, and your human curiosity will serve you well. Congratulations, you are my new consort. Come, my sweet dreamer. This is not a request. I will take you and keep you always. I can't wait to see what kind of demon you'll become. I've waited so long for you. Don't worry, I'll take very good care of you.